Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Lentz. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is hit by the pitch. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lentz scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Davis steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Grote and he is out, Milan applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to second. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lentz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Lentz reaches second base with a double. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lentz moves to third. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lentz tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Martinez covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Humphrey hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lentz scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-1 in the game. Schneck hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0-for-1 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-1 in the game. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Davis steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 4-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bailey tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Expos. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman fires to first and has Singleton trapped. There's the throw to Martinez who tags Singleton for the out. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Humphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Pepe Frias now playing third base. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub is hit by the pitch. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with McAnally covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0 for 2 in the game. McAnally strikes out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 2 in the game. Schneck strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frias fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frias fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Little now playing left field. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Jerry Koosman. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frias fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to second. Two outs. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0-for-3 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with McAnally covering. It's a double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.